live.
It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
And it makes sense on the nicest day of the week to have a visit from Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill. Another edition of the Frosty Report. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. I almost got chased back out the door by the police canine unit.
He's
got a serious shirt on today.
He does.
He
does.
Business.
He started freaking out at around 6. I suspected Paul tipped him off that it was Thursday.
I
was a few minutes later than I normally am, too, so I think right. He was like, what are you doing?
Well, I was freaking out last week. I've been meaning to tell this. It must have been after the morning show last Thursday. I go home, and all of the Brussels sprout plants that I planted, all the leaves were chewed off. I was so mad. So I spent the weekend, I built a 4x4 cage with chicken wire, bought more Brussels sprouts, planted them, and so far they're all good. But my question is, I've had that happen with peas, and my peas regrow. So are there some plants, even if the leaves get chewed off, but they don't pull the roots out, will some of these grow back?
Yeah, it kind of depends if they leave any of the leaf left. And a lot of it's timing. Like if it happens now, you've got some time to regrow and still get your crop, you know, but if it happens, say, like, you know, in July or something, there's not a lot of time for it to come back. But the critters we were kind of in a sweet spot there where everyone was getting their gardens planted before the bugs and critters showed up, and now they're here. So caging like that, physical barriers are a good way to keep most bugs out. A lot of people will plant marigolds and like chives and things that have funny odors, you know, so bugs and stuff are kind of confused by that.
Because some people don't want to use chemicals, so some of that natural stuff will fend them off.
Yep, and things like nasturtiums, which a lot of people are familiar with, actually attract aphids, so it'll attract to the nasturtiums rather than your plant. So,
all right.
So. Wow. Nice. It's like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom over at Farmer Paul's house.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah. Boy, I was on the Frost Farms Facebook page, and this great reel of Rip comes up, and he's in front of a bushel of fresh picked vegetables from the farm stand. It's amazing how much you pack into the farm stand, and I'm fixated on the handmade pies. Paul, you've got to see these pies.
Pies? You have pies?
Those are from Lincoln's Farm Stand, which many of you are familiar with on the Surrey Road. She does a great job. They're delicious. We are getting really full. I was actually just saying to the girls the other day, I think we got to get some more coolers. Some of the early spring vegetables like radishes and things like that are starting to come surface. So I'm excited to get the summer produce really soon. So
Your shopping list and head to Frost Farms in Town Hill. You got to check out that farm stand.
And what are your daily hours?
So Monday through Friday, we are 8 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right, thank you, Frosty.
Thanks, Frosty.
Thanks, have a good day.